Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw Podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen. Sneaking in the back door with daddy might see. So your mother wants to know what all those things on your jeans. So you're not all gasoline. Welcome to the Screw.
Hello, folks. What's going on? You look pretty.
Thanks. I got photos taken with my doggy today.
Aww. Was he well behaved?
No, but yes, if that makes sense. So the photographer said, he promised me that there were many other photo shoots that took much longer, that to only get like 5 photos, and apparently we did a great job, but like that beginning was rough because I don't think, like, my dog's pretty smart when it comes to Sam. I set up the tripod and I hold him in my arms. He knows to look at the freaking camera. Like, I have so many photos holding him, but in this space and situation, because most of the, like, 90% of the photos are just of him. And they're not up with the both of us, so he didn't understand what was going on. So the photographer had to do a lot of work too. So I was like beside him trying to get him to like be in the right position, and the photographer is trying to get him to look at him. It was a whole thing. He kept jumping up, jumping down, jumping. I was like, I got a whole workout today. But yeah, it was good. And I'll see what they look like next week. I'm excited.
Yay! Me too, want to do this.
They were offering a deal online where it was basically like you don't pay for the photo shoot, which normally I think it's very expensive because they do not give you digital prints. This is not that kind of a thing. The whole point of this is they want all of their photos displayed as artwork. So they print them and they put them on a canvas. It's like a whole thing. So they were doing this. Yeah, they were doing this deal like, we're looking for dogs for a future art gallery showing, and how we are going to potentially get those photos for that art gallery showing is we are going to offer you pay a deposit of $100 and come in for the session, and we will give you $1,000 credit toward printing out the artwork of the photos, but their photos are about $500 to $1,000 a piece anyways, because of how they printed it. So the $1,000 credit gets me one singular photo, or I can get a couple different things that they offer, but put the $1,000 credit toward the other things. So I was looking, they showed me like their photo book, quote unquote. And it's basically just 20 photos that are in that same, you know, they're high quality, like matte, blah, blah, blah. They're put on like a photo mat, etc. And that is like $2,500. It's $3,500, but because I have $1,000 credit, and you can do a payment plan.
Oh, so nice.
I cannot afford this. And I'm hoping I hate all of them except for one photo. But I mean, I'm not hoping that because truly, like, I would love to get a bunch of photos. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, like, I really should have read a little further into their pricing.
I love how much you love photos. Why do you love photos so much?
I don't know. I am absolutely obsessed with capturing memories. And the way that they do their photos, they're like really, there's a bunch of like really regal shots. And I got to put him in these like fluffy, lacy, like, color things, and he's on, like, a velvet couch. It's so campy and gay and cute.
I love
this for my future mansion. I need to fucking have 20 photos of my dog in, like, a fucking ruffle collar and goddamn, like, I wore a royal blue dress and put him in a matching royal blue bandana. So God. I had the guy was like, okay, what do you want to do? Like, what do you envision for blah, blah, blah? And I was like, okay, can we drag that huge long red velvet couch out and I'll lay across it and he could be like on top of me, like I'm like the queen bitch. And he was like, yeah. And we did that. He was like, I've never done this before, this specific idea. And I was like, great, wonderful. Because
I love it.
He was like, he goes, the photographer goes, do you model? Like, have you modeled before? And I'm like, no, I just have to take photos of myself like all day for my job. I didn't continue the convo, but I think you have to say. But it was really funny. Like, and I also know my good side, so like, yeah. Blah blah blah. I had a great day with my fucking dog. We drove an hour and a half to get there and back, and it was ridiculous.
Aww.
I hope he gets selected for the art show. Oh my god, I'm gonna show up in the same dress and heels and just be like, yeah.
You're gonna be like a stage mom.
That's my baby. Well, they send you a ticket if you get into the show.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow, I don't even know how to follow up anything with that.
I'll just say this. I've had, what, like 9 pets over the course of my life, and I do not have... My friend Yuritsa took professional photos of me and Burger, and I don't even know where those are, like, located on my... They're on a computer somewhere, I'm sure. But, you know, aside from that, I don't have a lot of, like, really high-resolution, good shots of me and my animals. And... this was an opportunity for me to like do something different and try it. And, you know, again, worst comes to worst. I paid $100 for one really sick fucking canvas photo for my wall.
That's awesome. So, I love that idea of a canvas photo. It's so like,
yeah, it's so, I got to show you, these are fucking sick. They look like paintings.
That's awesome.
Like, they're so high quality. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I was like in the studio and they had a bunch on the wall, like huge. And I was like, oh my God, that's probably like $70,000, but I want that.
Oh man, that's beautiful. I want to start amassing like a really like amazing collection of like erotic queer art, like for when, if I ever get like a domicile that is mine again and not a glorified dorm room, but you know.
I want one of the rooms that I have, because I know I can like envision how ridiculous I'm going to be living at some point in my life. And I want one of the rooms just to be like all nudes of my friends that want to submit to my friends. Them or like Polaroids or whatever. Like, do you want your butthole on my wall?
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. There it is, framed.
I love that idea. It's almost like being at a nudist colony without having to interact with anyone.
There you go. Step back and appreciate.
Have you ever
the fine art?
Have you ever like thought about a naturist retreat or been to a nude beach before?
I don't like being nude. No. Like, fuck no. But I've been to the nude beach with you. Remember?
Oh, that's a good
point. We went to Jacob Reese together.
Well, it's not officially a nude beach. It just ends up a
nude beach. No, it is officially a nude beach. That one section is officially allowed to be nude. Yeah.
I didn't even know that. That's amazing. I love that.
I might be lying. Sometimes I just lie. For funsies. I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Apparently a nude beach on Lake Tahoe. And like, I was kind of trying to like read and understand, you know, because like when there are these official nude beaches, there's often like a section of that official nude beach that's considered like the queer section versus like the non-queer section. And yeah, I love it because like you read it and it's like, well, the queer people tend to like do it over or among this like rock formation, you know. So, like, and I like thinking to myself,
why are the fags always put on the rocks? Yeah. I don't understand. Shouldn't we be on the sticks?
Ooh, she quick today. Okay. I'm thinking to myself, like, this has to be a lot about like being able to have cover to like fuck around and stuff, even though, you know, like they all say no naughty things should be happening at this beach, it's a family friendly nude beach. I'm like, I'm all about nudism and naturism and all that, but like, I don't have anywhere in my head a plan to like go family nude like sunbathing. Like, look, I get it. You know, it's a whole lifestyle, and I certainly believe in, like, you know, body positivity and all that stuff. But, like, I never would have wanted to go to the nude beach with my parents. Like, so I'm just going to, like, hold that tradition should I ever have children. Like, I'm going to
We've talked about nudity and, like, you know, geographically and culturally and all that. There's, like, different shit with it. And you know what? I probably would be speaking a different, singing a different tune, if you will. If I were, say, I don't know, French or French Canadian. Who's the nudists always at the main beaches? Is that French Canadians? The
French are.
Anyways, I would be completely without issue, but I'll say this. My family, the women, when my mom lived on her own, the women in my family were very free about their nudity. Yeah. And I never was. I never fucking was. Mm. It just never, I was never comfortable. I'm still not comfortable, even though, no, I'm just not. I'm not comfortable being completely nude. You
recognize the irony in what you're saying,
I absolutely do. But comfortable, and that's even with a very... So my point is that I don't know if me, if I were in a different place and time and culture and whatever creates the freedom of the nudity. I don't know if I would be. I'd be the weirdo in my family that keeps the tank top on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they'd be like, why don't you just get up? And I'd be like,
I mean, that's reality. We don't grow up in, like, a overly sex positive or comfort culture, right, in general. Even if your family did, you're still going to be kind of, like, dealing with the influences of, like, the rest of society. Can you imagine telling your parents that you went to the nude beach, or your friends on the playground, I went to the nude beach with my parents last weekend? Like, it may be nothing to you, but, like, your friends are gonna be like, say what?
Yeah.
And we don't live in that world, you know. And Adam and Eve put the fig leaves on their privates, and that's pretty much what we've been going off of ever since, you know? If you believe.
Yeah, I want a lot of figs. I want a lot of fig leaves. Just give me the whole damn tree.
Oh, seriously. So I loved our activity of, like, going through porn last week, and it made me think, like, actually, how little porn I've actually seen. Like, I can't believe it. So what I did was I signed up to view my first, like, OnlyFans person. I've never done it before. So, and, like, I picked this person. Not,
I like how you worded that. Yeah. I signed up to view. It's called subscribe.
Oh, right. I'm still learning the lingo, okay?
Paid a price to log in and then view.
Right. And I thought, oh, you know, because, like, let me be all avant-garde about it. So, like, you know how everybody is using, like, Instagram and whatever to, like, promote, not promote, like, their stuff, like, on these platforms. Mm-hmm. And so, and I'm only convinced that all these people enter into my feed because of you. It's like, I'm not putting in the search entry ever anything about any of this stuff. And, like, my algorithm is, like, on fire with it. So, which is fine. No hate. All love. But so what?
I mean, all it takes is literally, like, watching somebody's reel for more than 5 seconds. And now they're in your... Right. Now that topic is...
Yeah, no. And I'm going to mention something about that as well in a second. Because, yeah. But so I decided to pick this dude who came into my feed, who is, like, a painter, right? And he paints out in the middle of this, like, jungle forest cabin. And, like, you know, but while he's painting, he's, like, wearing very bulgy underwear, or, like, there's always a hint that, like, something's going on. And so, like, I'm like, oh, I can't imagine what, like, this OnlyFans account looks like, because part of me in the head is, like, I get that people do, like, shticks, you know, but this guy is obviously a painter, so I'm like, well, what the hell? Like, there's so little things I'm curious about from most of those accounts, no offense to any of the creators, sure. But, like, And it's not, again, going back to the porn thing,
it's not your thing, yeah.
So, you know, I sign up and realize, like, you know, it is a little of both. It's like, you know, obviously when you see somebody do this in a very, like, teasing way, and then all of a sudden you see them, like, you know, doing a jerk-off scene or, you know, saying something filthy.
It's a little jarring, I find.
It is. It's like, okay, you know.
Like, I was just watching you make orange juice. This is different than that.
Isn't this, like, kind of one of the fascinating aspects of this, like, I don't know, field or genre of, like, modern pornography, if you will, or whatever, you know, is that it's like the next level amateur stuff. Like, it's like, you know, even in, like, the old days, just an amateur porn, like, okay, maybe it's somebody and you know it's amateur, but, like, the whole thing is sex, right? In this, you have, like, this, like, teetering between, like, somebody who is doing things on their Instagram and their normal everyday world, but maybe in a little bit of a thotty way, but, like, then there's this whole other aspect of them that, like, you're, like, getting let in on, you know? So it's, like, it's definitely unusual. I haven't decided if it's quote-unquote for me yet or not, but, like, you know, I see the hustle, and I'm, like, I was happy, you know, and obviously I know a lot about the hustle from you, but I was, like, curious to observe it, like, in, you know, a rando who is, like, really trying to hustle and do this. And, you know, I didn't pay attention to any, like, follower account they had or anything, but I did find it, like, kind of fascinating on some level. You know, I like
that.
Yeah, I mean,
I like that.
I think it is, like, kind of a little abrupt, though, you know. And I, you know, I always wonder if there are ways, like, for some of these things to evolve, or me, like, you know, instead of, like, people, like, posting videos, like, in, like, this is my latest video, some sort of, like, timeline that builds up or something, you know, because you go from no dick to dick in, like, 2.5 seconds. Like, I guess I'm, like, I'm a whore for, like, the build-up, the mystery, the kind of, like, slow reveal, you know?
Well, you could always order a custom of them edging
toward that,
toward the painting with the dick or whatever, right. Whatever they do their shit, yeah, you know?
Well, I'm a cheapskate, so I did kind of pick, a something that I could afford with my survey junkie dollars, so...
Cheapskate, for the record, if you had the money, you'd spend it on food.
Right. You're poor. That's the word. That was poor. Okay, so.
We don't want people to think you've always been willing to pay sex workers. It's a matter
exactly.
of having money to,
like,
pay.
Made some, like, reference to, like, I promised to tip at some point, but, you know, not this week. So these algorithms are crazy, right? And, like, I know I'm, like, looking up all these, like, controversies about how is it that I can, like, you know, be talking about something with my friend and, like, not on my phone, and all of a sudden I open my phone and it seems like it's selling me something that has to do with what I was just talking about, right? And it happens all the time. And I've checked my security settings 1,000 times. Fuck you, Meta. It's not on my end. It's something, like, heinous that you're doing on your end. But, like, you know, to make sure there's no passive data collection, right? Like, again, if you click on something, that puts you in an algorithm. But, like, what I'm finding now is also, it, and I feel like it has something to do with, like, maybe, like, your internet connection. I have no idea, like, how it's happening. It's, like, I'll search for, like, a destination on my laptop, and my phone is all of a sudden selling me, like, a million trips to that location, you know?
I think it might be IP related.
And, like, you know, I keep looking up. But anyways, there's a funnier part of this. So, you know, I don't know. I must have been talking about, like, oh, is, like, asshole rejuvenation surgery a thing? Right? No, just because, you know, it totally is, and people are using injecting Botox down there too. But I don't, I would, and I'm not saying I need my asshole rejuvenated, but like the curiosity about the subject. And so now I've been getting like these advertisements for this like really interesting product called Athet. And I would say this is why it's interesting. And now, like, because I clicked on it and looked at it, I get it like 100 million times a day, which is kind of okay with them because they have like an insane advertising campaign. Every time they come up, it is a different advertisement. Like, somebody put some fucking thought into this, and it's funny, right? Like, so it has this one thing where it has two donuts, and one of them is like really burnt, and one of them looks like a fresh glazed new donut. And like, then their advertisement is like, you know, just apply a few days. You want your, and I love that because they don't skirt away from being like, there's no confusion about what this product is for. And it's like, because they'll say right in there, like, you know, if you want your hole to feel like this, like there's one where it's like a dried ass, there's a hole in the ground and a dry desert looking thing, and then there's a hole in the ground with like nice luscious green grass all around it.
I absolutely love the ridiculousness with which these advertisements have gotten, and I realize that it basically, like, they could show whatever. Like, I have advertisements on my Facebook of like little erotica stories that literally talk about incest, and it's literally the words written on like a picture of a forest, and I'm like, this is. And it's like, and then my brother ate my pussy. I'm like, what the fuck? So my point being, if advertisements can be as ridiculous as that, but then they go out of their way to make it into some kind of like, you know, metaphor thing, I think that's so cute and funny. And people are getting so creative. I'm actually very impressed.
If I remember from the first time I looked at it, like just this nerdy looking doctor guy who is like, you know, really, like, not being explicit, but being, like, talking about, like, are you insecure about your hole? Like, the use of the word hole is, like, such a, like, and, you know, it's called Athet, so it's hilarious. And, like, you know, I read the ingredients.
I
like,
love
you know,
that.
Because, like, I'm always, like, when I see these things, I'm like, is this something people are going to use and all of a sudden have, like, you know, a twin growing out of their butthole or something? You know, like, just weirdness to it. But they're very responsible. There's disclaimers that, like, because it is a sensitive area, like, hey, please, if you're experiencing something like more than what we're talking about, which is really just, you know, like, keep it healthy, keep it fresh, keep it like elastic, keep it like, you know, like unswollen and things like that. I mean, like, their ads are hilarious because, like, my whole thing is like, there's a bunch of people shooting botulism in their asshole now. And like, I say botulism because that's what Botox is derived from, but like, I know it's not like live like botulism, but it's weird. And I don't want to shoot anything in my asshole should I ever need this product.
Yeah, I mean, I need the product, but I also need Botox other places, so like, I guess I should start with like my
your way down. Head
and work my way down. So wait, hold on. My question is, do you have to keep getting it like you do for wrinkles, or is this like
that is a good question? Done? I think so. It has to be
a regular. How,
like, the first advertisement, make it like one of the advertisements says, you know, you're missing something from your skincare routine.
I want to get it just to support them, and because this is very great.
Like, you know, I hate advertisements. I hate like my phone constantly trying to sell me crap. But like every once in a while, you see something and you're like, I have to respect, like in the Mad Men era kind of way, the creativity that like is going into like not just the advertising, but like, you know, how it's targeting people in this modern social media kind of world, you know? So it's fascinating.
This just makes me want to figure out better marketing for my shit. Because, like,
Exactly.
I see the
possibilities. I mean, I always think, you know, the practicality, you know, because I know we have a lot of people that are like online creators and stuff. Like, how does, you know, we could all do better if we spent 20 hours working on like an archive of shit, like to put out there, right? You know, like I'm sure, you know, not to, again, not to put down the advertising community, but like lots of people have really good ideas about how to like push something where people, we know what people like, we can, you know, kind of try to apply it, but I don't know. There's some dedication. It would be much nicer to have a marketing team do it for you than to do it yourself.
Yeah, and I will say that, like, the, you know, there's nothing worse than having great ideas and not being able to actually get those ideas seen because your account got dinged one time for somebody reporting it, or you accidentally didn't follow one rule. Or perceived to have not followed the rule, and then they dinged your account. Like, my account hasn't been what they call, but like, so like Instagram, for example, it's either you're an account that gets recommended to the public or not. And I haven't been a recommended account for so long, even though I've gone through and tried to like delete as much as I can, that might be dinging it, all that. They don't even like tell you. Like, Facebook will tell you, like, hey, these 6 posts are making us say fuck you and not letting you be advertised to, like, strangers. So, or even your followers sometimes. Sometimes they don't even put it in their algorithm because you've been dinged. So, as much as, like, I want to do more marketing that I know would work and all that, it's so disheartening because you never fucking know when you're going to be an account that just gets in trouble.
No, it's true. It's true. So I mean, and you know, maybe there does need to be a better community that isn't just like, you know, we need something a little bit more progressive, and that maybe is like 18 plus only kind of world, you know. It's If it's so true that the social media stuff is so detrimental to the youth, then, like, knock them off it. And then you don't have to worry about this, like, adult content crap all the time. No, I get it. They're great little consumers. They see something. The theory being, they're great little consumers. They see something. They tell mommy and daddy they want it. And then now they have it. And, like, the marketing scheme has been complete. Like, it's just, like, I said the other day, why is there advertising during, like, shows like Dora and Teletubbies? These kids don't buy anything, you know? And their parents are often sticking them right there with, like, to watch it, right? Without them. So the parents aren't seeing the advertising either. So they have to be relying on the kid going, hey, I want that one. Which seems really heinous on some kind of level, but I get that that's, you know, the world we live in, you know, things and stuff.
Listen, the fact that TikTok, I don't know if they've changed it, but like, there's this one person that I follow that exposes creeps online, and as like one of the things he does, and he'll just show, like, he'll blur out the image, but basically show, like, what it is. It'll be, like, a very just chill, innocent photo of, like, a kid enjoying, like, playing ball outside. And it'll have, like, I'm talking, like, a 9-year-old, okay? Whether it's on a mom's account or their account, whatever. And then it'll have, like, 52 comments of older men hard-eyeing it. And going, can't wait for you to get a little older. Shit like that. Just straight up, some of them with their government ass name just hitting on like 10-year-olds. And if you look at the amount of accounts that do that and like the lack of that being banned or worried about, meanwhile, people will mark their accounts as adult content, shake their butt in leggings and say, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's all about making sure that children are consumers and that we brainwash them young so that they can go on to, you know, buy their shit as they get older. And the problem is that in the meantime, we're just turning a blind eye to amount of predators that are going after them. It's disgusting.
Exactly. You know, so like they've like banned X in Brazil. So, like, which is a huge market, you know, like 28 million, I think it said, like, users, you know, just because they won't like comply with anything, right? You know, they won't do what that like country wants to protect its people. And I think that's really fucked up, you know. It's right. Like the US has a lot of protection, you know, for these companies that end up being like intercediaries for like really heinous activities. Now, I get it, but there's a law protecting them in the US that literally states that like they are not responsible for the people on their platform and what they're putting out there. And that's fucked up, you know? And so like, you know, countries that are trying to go after these people that don't have those laws, you know, are finding it challenging with like how big the user market is here. These companies feel very entitled not to protect people. What a weird entitlement, not to protect anyone. Like, in the name of money. I always say, like, watch how people's morals change when we make it a matter of, like, free market discussions, you know? If you want to really keep children and other people from getting hurt, you do something about it. You don't play this game, like, we're going to try to catch them for something else, something that, like, isn't directly this, or, you know, like, what? Like, why isn't it enough? to keep kids from going insane in
no school, shit.
Like with the depression rates, the suicide rates, like, come on. But yeah.
I know. I mean, it's you know, capitalism doesn't give a shit about your children. Neither does anything else. Fucked up. You know?
Yeah.
Sure down. So sure down.
Like, create like more adults-only social media networks anyway. Just like, stop making it so difficult. We know, like, users want it because they are dialing in. You know, we know that, like, it's becoming an economy for people. And oftentimes, that's what I feel like the issue is. Like, nobody wants other people to, like, be taking some of the profit share, you know? Anyways, conspiracy theories, I'm high. But, yeah. You know, so fuck that.
Our phones are listening to us, and nobody gives a shit about your kids. Right. You gotta do it for
you
yourself.
Know? And it's always like this thing where, like, you know, when I imagine I have kids, because, you know, you get told by parents a lot, and this is no diss, I'm sure people believe this, that, like, what am I gonna do? There's nothing I can do. There's so much social pressure to either let them do this or do this that way or give them a phone by the time they're 12 years old, you know? And I understand, I've told you before, I hate Bill Maher, but that he complains about that kind of shit. And like, I get it, you know, he just doesn't contextualize it on the right people. But, you know, I get it because like, there is something about not being able to tell kids no, but also being able to explain to them it's for their own safety or that's whatever. And you can hate me today, but when you don't end up like on Prozac by the time you're 14, maybe you'll thank me for it.
So I actually met an 11-year-old the other day that went on to, they clearly like gravitated toward me. I think it was because I told them I understood. They were talking about something about their ADHD, and I was like, I totally get that, because then, you know, gave some anecdote, and, you know, so they instantly were like, oh, you're the youngest person in the room and you also have this thing that I have. Okay, I'm gonna chat your ear off. And they did. And, you know, they were telling me, you know, all about their life and blah 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 and the things that they like. And then they mentioned this TV show, which I cannot fucking remember the name off the top of my head, but I will find it for later. And they said, you know, they literally describe it as, it's a show for adults and I really shouldn't be watching it, but there was only one episode that was 18 plus technically, and that's only because one of the characters is dating a porn star. And I was like, interesting. I was like, do your parents like watch it with you? And she was like, yeah, my parents have seen it. They don't love that part of it. Like, she's very articulate, well-spoken. She's like, they don't love that part of it, but they also are okay with me watching it. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then today I saw her with her parents and she brings up the show again. She goes, oh, did you have a chance to see it? And I was like, no, I've been super, super busy, but I definitely will give it a watch because it sounds interesting. And then her dad goes, yeah, he goes, it's not great for children. And I was like, yeah, I heard. And then she comes up and she goes, yeah, well, the 18 plus episode is. And then she tells me, she mentions the porn star thing again. And he says, yeah, there's like a questionable career in there. And then gives me a look.
And he knows, like, does he know that?
Yes. And he was just like, he gave me this look, like, almost like this, like silly, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like, nod kind of look. But it was just a funny, and my point of all of that was that I cannot recall if I knew even what a fucking porn star was at 11 years old. Did I know that information?
I don't know. I remember I got in trouble once. I was riding on my bike with my best friend, and this was in California, and I was, and this is how I know, like, I like, when I first learned what porn was. So we were riding, and I was talking about, you know, wouldn't it be cool someday to live in a penthouse? And we happened to drive by his father, and his father thought I was talking to him about Penthouse, like the porn magazine.
And
so he like talked to my parents. It was like a big like hurrah. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And so my mom had to explain to me that it was an adult magazine, blah 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 blah. I mean, I certainly knew what sex was, but like I wasn't aware, you know, that there was this particularly.
I love that parent accidentally taught you something.
Because I mean, it was he never believed me because, like, you never believe, like, I guess, I don't know. Like,
child's right. And, you know, not that you're stupid for not knowing the word.
I will say this for the most part, like in my childhood, like my mom was pretty good at like defending, you know, she was like, it doesn't make sense for him not to admit that that's what he was talking about. We don't like do like the sex shame thing in this household. So if that's what he was talking about, he would have told, you know, he would have told me. Like when I talked to him about it, he didn't understand what the hell it was. Telling of this guy, like, what, you got Penthouse magazine, you know, because it became a whole thing, like, do they have like Penthouse magazines in the house, like, why do I know about this? And my mom was like, no, you know, we watch videos. You know, to answer your point, I don't think I knew what a porn star was, you know, until about that age. But, like, I do think it starts slipping out, you know, and that's probably in the general age arc that we do start, whether on the playground or whatever, you know. I mean, I would certainly later hear about it and feel good that I knew what it was, you know, in that fucked up way.
I didn't want to ask this, but I was curious, and I might ask like her parent later in life, but I was curious, like, did she learn what that word was because of the show, or did she know the word first? Because if you learn it from a TV show, that's not as jarring as if, like, you heard it on the playground, you know, like that's, I don't know. I'll say this. I knew what that stuff was.
Yeah.
By probably like 12, because the Spice Channel and shit like that you like accidentally run into at a friend's house or whatever. But I don't know if I knew the terminology for it. So that's the biggest question.
I will say this. Like, I knew what a prostitute was from a much younger age.
Because her parents, you know, her parents drive down the street and
this is probably a predominant reason why I'm queer. But we used to watch like Best Little Whorehouse in Texas for Christmas with Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds, and it's a musical.
That's true. There's a lot of like There's a lot of brothel stuff in media, so that's probably where you learn it from at a young age, because that's it's typically not marked 18 plus.
You either explain. I mean, maybe I didn't like entirely understand the mechanics of it, but like, you know, I remember like everybody's sad when the whorehouse closed down. Like, why are they sad? Let's sing a song. I don't know. Because it's a fucking musical. Oh my God.
That's actually quite funny.
Our dear listeners.
So, actually, funny little tidbit. Penthouse was the first reoccurring thing that reoccurring. Yeah, I guess the first reoccurring purchase that I made to support sex work. I had, when I was 16, I went to the sex shop for the first time and I purchased porn, and my friend, I got my friend a Fleshlight for his 21st birthday, and I got, and like I would go back regularly and buy porn. Like,
wow, those things have been out.
Yeah. So I had been purchasing like porn on DVD for a while. However, I had my first subscription to porn at 18 years old, and it was my Penthouse subscription. It came to my dorm monthly.
Was it in like a manila
and envelope? That was
like,
it was in a like black
plastic. Okay.
Plastic covering with just my like address on it. So yeah, it's funny that we were talking about Penthouse, because that was like, I have a fond feeling for Penthouse, because I used to purchase, like I used to have a subscription to it for a while. That was like my first subscription to anything. That's so funny. I was 18 and I thought it was so cute. That was
cute. The first time I finally saw a porn magazine was like, how old was I? I think it was like 14, 15. And like somebody had like nabbed, I think it was Hustler. And like, you know, talking about going from like 0 to 100, right? And like, I remember thinking, you know, but it's kind of boring, you know? Like, again, something that like the most entertaining part of it for me was the stories. Like, you know, not the articles, the stories, like the erotic, like, you know, all these things have like one or two erotic stories embedded in them. But like now we're in the era, I realize like it's kind of post, like I can't imagine like the circulation for any of these things is what they used to be, you know, and that.
Yeah, but I feel like there's enough of the older generation still kicking about that's like into the tangibles. Yeah, and also the stories were so one good. Of my favorites for Penthouse, Playboy, so Club,
I bought
Hustler. Yeah, just even the questions and answers, there would be like Q&A, there would be all sorts of different sections where I was like, this is what I'm here to read. Like,
we were somewhere and we got a porn that was in, I think it was a porn magazine that I think it was in German. And I don't know if you know this, but now Google Translate has this feature. If you hold your phone over something written in another language, it like, it doesn't just translate it, it changes the image words. So the image words are in English. What? So I'm like, read it.
That's weird. That's weird. I don't like it. That's weird. Technology is too far.
But it does help you read porn. Like, now I have to dig out some, like, porn magazines I bought in, like, France a few years ago. And, like, try. You know, you buy, like, because me, like, I don't know. I'm not going to get, like, a little Eiffel Tower Trotsky. Like, I was like, oh, I'm in a foreign land for the first time. Let me get a porn magazine. And that'll be my, what do you call it? Your... What do you call it when you buy something to remember a place? Memento.
Memento? Keepsake.
Yeah.
A keepsake?
Yeah.
A tchotchke. Yeah. A piece of door? All
those things. There's so, lots of words for that. Yeah. Wow, we've really covered a lot of this.
I actually cannot tell you one thing we spoke about.
Yeah.
Because I'm also cooked kitten.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's good.
We should really come up with like a weed brand. I need to like figure out this like stuff differently going forward.
Yeah, I mean, let's buy some land. Sell some
totally
weed.
I have a pretty green thumb. I think I could do it. And then you could have animals, and we could just have like
animals and weed. Sounds like a good fucking life, man. And I'm not even that. I'm not even like a big weed head anymore. But like, I like the energy around it. Like, I want a bunch of hippie stoners working our weed land.
Yeah,
while I take care of the pets. Milk some cows. Yeah, make some cheese. Nah, maybe not. I don't know. I feel like milking cows would make me sad because I feel bad for that.
Hey,
maybe we'll just have eggs.
Eggs are cool.
Eggs are cool.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful.
So. This is the most disappointed episode ever.
Patron, go to Felicia's OnlyFans page.
Every single episode, we just ask for money, and not one person has ever singular person has ever been like, yo, here's $5,000. Go buy yourselves something nice.
No.
Nobody. But that's okay.
We're not going to stop recording. Maybe not so even this episode. By the time we're done, we'll just go.
I think this episode is going to go on forever. It's like the song that never ends.
I had never heard that before. And then when I heard it, wow, I understood it.
Wow, what a concept. I never heard that before, but when I heard it,
can I tell you?
Fuck. Usually that's what happens. There's usually a before experience and then an after.
Yeah, we'll see how you handle my Alzheimer's, okay? I want everybody to handle like my aging in a really funny way. There should be jokes all the time. Because like I'm not running from that shit. Like,
you act like you're fucking 92 years old.
How crazy is that? No, but it's fascinating.
Who cares? You're sharper than you've ever been. Like you're annoying. You age backwards. Stupid. And I don't want to hear a goddamn word about it. Honestly.
I'm gonna be 50 and I'm looking 25. Gosh. And I have 14.
And my brain has memory space. Like, what? I stopped remembering things when I was 23 years old. You're like, hey, Felicia, remember that thing you did last week? I don't. But you do, because you remember.
I think I have a very strong, like, short-term memory, which is surprising considering all the marijuana use. But, like...
Do you ginkgo biloba or something? Like, what do you know? What's your secret?
But you know what happens now is like, and it's not so much like my memory is not getting like worse, but like the timeline of your life starts feeling like there are so many years. If you told me something, I'd be like, I remember that, but don't ask me how old I was, what year it was. Like, I'm gonna have like no idea, because it just becomes this like vast archive of information, and you gotta let go of detail sometimes. It's like you gotta make space for new crap, you know? It's the way it goes.
That's how shit usually works. You gotta make space for more.
Oh, aww. My hamster. Toy.
It's a toy, not a real hamster. It's a cheeseburger hamster. Since my old dog was Burger, so I thought it was perfect.
It's adorable.
Yeah, I have to sleep with the stuff now. Also, I'm like,
I know somebody like that as well.
Yeah, you do.
Anyways, I'm obsessed. So, yeah. I love it. It's great. It's wonderful. I think we're done.
Are we done? Is this over?
Blowing the load as like, you know, I think I'm in college or something and have shit to do, but you know.
Ew, oh my god, I can't even fathom doing anything else right now but falling asleep. so tired.
It's
2 hours later there. We don't usually like speak this late.
I mean, it's only 10 p.m. though, so like, my name is Nona, and yeah, speaking of aging, you have a whole decade on my ass, and I will forever be like, I'm going to bed while you party till 4 a.m., and I don't remember anything, even though I sleep well.
I mean, and, I have to analyze this to be the last person standing all the time, but it's really just the way I am. You know, when I'm tired, I crash out. There's no finding me.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't. You never, ever push yourself past your tired point because you literally
spend all available energy.
I think maybe that's one of my things is like I have this fear of not being able to fall asleep because I'm not a good sleeper. So as soon as I feel a tinge of tired, that's it. Gotta go to bed.
The window.
Because if I miss the window?
Totally.
Then
totally.
I'm
up all night. And that way sometimes when I have to poop, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you miss your window, man.
I love you so much.
Do you miss your window, man? Or your window, man?
I don't know
what I'm saying now, but you can edit out this
entire fucking episode. Maybe I will.
Well, everybody, it's been fucking real. Or has it been real fucking?
Not yet.
That's not a saying, Felicia. All right, well, thanks for tuning in. We're the Screw, and we love you. We also like to rejuvenate our buttholes. Bye.